Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Sunshine. I'm Alexi Lalas, and welcome to the State of the Union Pod, presented by State Farm. Oh, yeah. You smell that, America? That is the smell of sweet success. That is the smell of moving on. The United States beats Iran and Iran, or Iran, and oh, they beat them all, okay? And the U.S. goes on. All right, four different games today that we're going to get to. My good friend David Mossy is here. I am all jacked up. My heart rate went up and down and up and down. Let's get to the other games, and then let's get to the most important thing, which is the U.S. here. Where do you want to hit first? Netherlands 2, Qatar 0, in a game that didn't mean anything for Qatar. But Netherlands get a 2-0 win. We'll see Qatar next summer at the Gold Cup. Moving on from Qatar, anything about the Netherlands? Gakpo's price just keeps going up and up and up. Scored another goal.
Well, before we move on from Qatar, I want to rattle off all their negative milestones at this tournament. First ever host nation to lose their opening game. Just the second ever host nation to go out in the opening round, joining South Africa in 2010. And the first ever host nation to not gain a single point. Not a good performance from the hosts, who, you know, threw us off the scent a little bit in last year's Gold Cup because they looked a little frisky, so we kind of talked ourselves into them being something, and then they did not really show up for this tournament.
Welcome to the dance, my friends.
But as far as the Dutch, yeah, I mean, listen, unbeaten now in 18 games. They haven't lost since Louis van Gaal returned to the bench. Gakpo, as you mentioned, 3 goals in 3 games. He's an emerging star. Memphis Depay back in the mix. Obviously, you've got Van Dijk back there. So we'll get to this later on. But that's the U.S.'s opponent in the round of 16. It is a very good team. It's going to be a tall order for the United States for sure.
All right. Senegal 2, Ecuador 1. It went back and forth. First Ecuador was going through. Then Senegal was going through. Moises Caicedo scored the only goal there for Ecuador. Tsar with the opener. Koulibaly gets his first ever goal in a World Cup, and the goal that ultimately puts them through to the next round. We had talked about how when Sadio Mane went down injured that we were going back and forth as to was it going to be Ecuador, was it going to be Senegal, and we fell on the Ecuador side. We were both wrong. Senegal really growing into this tournament.
Great achievement for them, losing their star player on the eve of the tournament and still going through. Just the second time for them. Previous time was in 2002 when Aliou Cisse captained them to that magical run to the quarters. He's now the manager. He guides them to the African Cup of Nations title, to the knockout stages of a World Cup. So he's building quite the legacy there. We bid farewell to Moises Caicedo, who's one of my favorite young players at this tournament. We bid farewell to Enner Valencia, who scored 3 goals. Right now,
we shan't see him again.
Right now, he's atop the Golden Boot race, tied with Mbappe and Gakpo. But obviously, being out of the tournament, he's not going to stay there. But I think Senegal deserve winners today. They go through and fun team to have in the round of 16.
And last word on Ecuador. This was a team that is built for 2026.
Sure.
And so they, to a certain extent, punched above their weight. But this is going to be a fun cycle to see where they are ultimately 2026. A lot of good young talent. England 3, Wales 0. Wales is not very good. England is very good. They started Rashford. He came. He scored. Foden, they started. A lot. It was all good. You know, I don't want to talk about England tonight.
Foden has sort of been their Gio Reyna, this guy that everybody's scratching their heads back home, not understanding why he doesn't play more. He got on the field today, scored. So if he can emerge in the knockout stage as a key figure for them, that changes the dynamic there because he is their most talented player. Rashford scoring twice. Kane hasn't even scored in this tournament. So if he gets going, that adds a whole different dimension to the team.
But
England move on. They'll face Senegal in the round.
It's not coming home. It's not coming home. And then United States. All right. This was, again, a kind of tale of two halves. Having said that, ultimately they got the job done. This is a performance that I don't think is going to go in a time capsule. First half, very, very good. Second half, they weather the storm. They bend, but they don't break. And ultimately, they get the win. They go through. So many things to talk about. Big picture, Greg Berhalter, okay? He took over this team and led the team through this cycle, qualified this team. brought this team back to the World Cup after not making it in 2018, and has now gotten them out of the group and has gotten them out of a group undefeated, albeit finishing second behind England. He deserves credit for that, but I don't think he is finished. I don't think we think that this team is finished, and we should not expect this team to be finished in the accomplishment of doing what has been done in the past. Now, that's the general comment there. When it comes to the actual game, Mossy, I don't know about you, but we were hanging on by our fingernails and for dear life there at the end, just trying not to let Iran score. And ultimately, like I said, we bend, but we don't break. I thought that the substitutes that came on were not good. Walker Zimmerman was good in terms of clearing the ball, but Haji Wright, I have no idea what he was doing there. Shaq Moore, I don't know what was going on there. That was worrisome, but there were a lot of also very good performances through the night.
I thought in the first half we saw the progressive team that Greg Berhalter aspires to be. They played very well. The goal was a thing of beauty, a wonderful team move. Began all the way back with Matt Turner, excellent distribution, ended up Weston McKennie's feet. He plays it over the top to Dest, who heads it across to Christian Pulisic. They scored, I thought, a second goal before halftime. I'm still wondering about that offsides decision. Did you get a look at
that?
Why
are you wondering about it? It was the automatic technology that we have. It showed it, and it's offside.
So nothing to debate there?
I mean, you don't believe the technology that shows you that?
I don't believe in technology.
That's true. I forgot. You're one of those.
So first half, very good. I think should have been up by even more than 1-0. And then the second half, if you want to put a positive spin on it, they were gritty. You saw the pragmatic approach that you have to take sometimes in these World Cups.
But I agree with you.
They could have maintained their level and killed off the game. They didn't.
And obviously the injury to Christian on the goal, and as we're coming to you right now, we have no further information. He was taken to the hospital, evidently, for some sort of a problem. We're not doctors here, but we hope that he is okay. But obviously it was serious enough for him to be taken out of the game. And from a practical perspective, Christian was having a lot of the ball and was driving forward. I thought he had a really good game until he went out. And in that moment, like, I know at times we can be critical of Christian, but he was a grown man in that moment in what he saw and what he took. And he literally sacrificed his body for his team, ultimately for his country, and had to go to the hospital for it, but he got that goal. And the amount of space that he makes up, that 10-yard space, because he's behind the defenders, and he smells it. He sees that opportunity and immediately gets in there. Wonderful ball over the top from Weston McKennie, who also thought had a good game. The camera car Vickers insertion was interesting. I thought both he and Tim Ream were very, very good in the back there. And look, this was a game where we're going to have a lot of possession. We went wide. The set pieces, don't even get me started on the set pieces. I have no idea what this team is doing on set pieces. Thank goodness we didn't need him, but it's one more part of the arsenal that is simply just not there. And that is concerning, because who knows when you're going to need it. Other thoughts on this game?
Well, I thought I was the only one stealing money in Qatar, but this set piece coach the U.S. hired.
Lars. Yeah. Lars, the Danish set piece coach from the national team. But who knows? If there's a goal against the Dutch, then, he's earning his money.
You mentioned Carter Vickers. That was one interesting lineup decision. The other was Sargent. The fact that he went back to him, I thought he might stick with Haji Wright. Some even thought Jesus Ferreira might finally get his shot. So it seems like he's settled on Sargent. It's a bit of a roller coaster with Sargent. You love the effort. Some of the hold-up play is good, but nothing ever quite completely comes off the way it's supposed to. Nevertheless, I think he's probably the least bad option at
this point.
It's
like an unfinished article that's never going to be finished. How sometimes you see those houses or constructions that are just always kind of under construction and never really get done? It's like the potential is there and we see those glimpses, but that finished product is not there. I did think that he actually played well. I thought his hold-up game was important, and in a game like that where we're going to have possession, that was good. Musa and Tyler Adams and McKennie, I love when they get the ball and they take that 20 yards where they push it ahead and they kind of break lines on the dribble. Really, really is, that's a nice thing. So we don't know ultimately what this is going to look like against the Netherlands, because Sargent had to go off with what looked like a serious injury. We know Christian Pulisic was a serious injury, but nobody's counting him out right now. Things can happen. They have some rest days. They go back. We'll see ultimately what it is. And, we heard Matt Turner after the game talking about, hey, next man up. There are plenty of guys here that come on and do the job. And today, while it was at times nail-biting time, they ultimately got the job done.
And one goal conceded in three games. Yeah. As much as we talk about some of the issues back there with Zimmerman struggling in this tournament, but defensively they've held up for the most part, so that's a good sign moving forward.
This was a fun day. Okay, we started the day talking to Clint Dempsey, and he was like, man, I'm nervous. And I was nervous too, but I love that nervous energy. I love that feeling in the pit of my stomach when things can go one way or the other. I was with Clint after the show today, and he turned to me and said, man, that was exhausting. And it is. It is. We are living through these players. We are living through this team. Special shout out there to all of the students, and maybe more importantly, all of the teachers and administrators out there at school today that allowed the kids to watch this game. And there's some that were very blatant and open about it, and they brought in screens and everything like that. I know my son told me yesterday that he and his buddies were kind of watching stuff under the table at different times. It was awesome. I saw people were sending me in pictures from their schools, from their classrooms, where they were watching it, either watching it with the full authority and permission of the schools or underneath the desk. But it was a communal type of experience, even though, again, kids were at school, which is not something that happens in summer. And hey, we live to fight another day. We got ourselves another game, a round of 16 game against the Dutch. It will be on Saturday. It will be on Fox. It will be at 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. The West Coast time. So, you know, get your ass out of bed and watch America. Anything before we go, Mossy?
Well, you asked me last night if I wanted to shout out anybody. And I
sure, shout somebody.
I do want to shout out my mother. It's okay. Her birthday today.
Is it?
So, happy birthday.
Oh, nice. Her and Moose. Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. That's wonderful. I was just over with my friend Piers Morgan again, and I came on the set singing the national anthem. It was glorious. Wait till you see it, Mossy. It's a incredible piece of video. Just trying to, you know, tweak him a little bit and poke him a little bit. He's like, oh, I'll come back for the final. Whatever, you can come back for the final and watch the U.S. That's what I'm talking about. All right, thank you so much, everybody that joined us here and is joining us every single night on the State of the Union presented by State Farm. We'll be back again tomorrow night. The games continue. We're going to find out who's going on, who's not going on. And by the end of these next couple of days, half of the field, goodbye. Arrivederci. Ciao. Yassas. Sayonara. Goodbye. Until then, size the day.